podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone, and welcome to Appy episode 10 of Lost in Appalachian Mon. I'm May.
And I'm Joe.
This week we watched Atmon episode 9, The Aspiration of the Atmon, the legendary Seven Code meeting.
And it was kind of mediocre.
Yeah, it was alright. Like, what were your favourite bits? I'm sure you had some.
I don't know. I think my favourite bit was just the play on the bad guy setting the trap, and he's like, I'll have to use that. Like, it's I can't believe I have to go so far, but it's always something really lame, and always backfired. And that was kind of cute. And then, I don't know, I found that everything else was a little bit paint by numbers, a little bit boring, honestly.
Well, I was just happy that it was an actual trap, because I was really worried when all of a sudden they said, oh, it's the meeting of the Seven Codes, and everyone's super happy, and I fully believed that they would have all the Seven Codes there, and it was just super duper convenient, and I was ready to be mad.
I mean, I guess, but did you think it would just be another, like, Atmon Arena thing, where they just have a fun time for a while?
Yes.
Well, I guess that was silly of you. I don't think that was ever a legitimate possibility.
I know, I'm glad that I was wrong. I was just thinking, oh, are they just going to sit around a table and they turn out to be all pretty mean, and Haru says, can you help us? And they'll kind of say no. Like, oh, we don't want to help you, or we don't really care. I just expect them to do that or something, not for it to be a trap, which is strange because it's an obvious trap. It's weird that I didn't pick it up as a trap, but it surprised me.
What you're saying is that the best part of this episode is that it did not turn out as bad as you thought.
Yes.
That doesn't make this a good episode. That means it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
I'm also starting to like Astro more now.
He didn't say very much. That's why you liked it.
Yeah, but he still had his catchphrase, but he sort of modified it a bit, and he wasn't saying the whole thing. He was just making little references to it, which I liked.
But by and large, what made him good is that he didn't talk.
Yeah, and Eri didn't do her I'm
Lord So you never said Dokkan Punchy. Never said it.
But so we did learn something. She calls Dokkamon Dokka-chan.
It's cute.
It's so cute. I love them.
Most of the episode was them being like, what's a girl's party?
Oh, no, that was a good part. No, that part
that was fine. And then, I don't know, it was just them fighting Raidramon. And it was like, the rules on the difference between what a fusion is and when you realize a fusion is confusing and confusioning.
Mm.
And, I don't know, I don't think that was particularly clear. And the fight was obviously very one-sided, and it was to set it up. And what the show is clearly trying to make you think that Rei works for Leviathan, but Rei is always saying stuff that's like, well, they probably don't. If they just were really bad at communicating, and they felt like they were the ones who had to take down Leviathan alone, it would make sense for them to want to get rid of all these guys. But it would take two sentences.
Mm.
It would take one sentence.
Mm.
I will be the one to stop Leviathan.
Yeah, and I'm super expecting that, because otherwise, like, why else would he want the Seven Codes? Like, and also, he's probably a good guy, right?
If he was a bad guy who wanted to stop the ability of people to get the secret... It says at the beginning of the episode that you get the Seven Codes together, you have the secret to beat Leviathan.
Yes.
I feel like originally we were told that's how you get to fight Leviathan at all.
No, it's like a super power that helps you beat him.
Fine. If that's the case, he holds the Seven Code thing in his hand, snaps it in half, you lose. There's no more Seven Codes.
Or at least just we would see him with those Leviathan lackeys.
Yeah. There's so many ways that they could have... There's so many ways that if he was evil, he would have done that. So we can confirm off the bat that he's not evil, which means that this is a really thinly veiled attempt to make it look like he's not, which is... It sucks. Because they did such a good job with Pororimon to be like, you know, it makes a lot of sense that he'd be evil.
Mm.
And then it turned it out and you're like, oh, no, okay, no, they got me. This one is, you know, he's probably a good guy. They're trying, but it's not doing a good job. No one, when he says, you know, I'm going to beat Leviathan, and Haru's going to be like, what? No one in the audience is going to do that.
I also liked at the end when we see those bad guys, and one just really likes haikus.
Yeah, one speaks in haikus, and it's so early in the show. Like, if you noticed they were doing haikus before, like, good on you, because they would have only done it twice, maybe.
Mm.
And then this is
the first time they've spoken, that character.
And this person just goes, I'm sick of your haikus, and, like, they're serious, because, wah, wah, and it's funny, but it doesn't give you a great impression of this as a bad guy.
I like them. Also, there's a sleepy bunny.
I like that thing. It's cute.
It's you.
Yeah. That actually looked a lot like the A sleeping version of the Fitbit app that someone designed.
Yeah, and also, no, I was thinking it looks a lot like Tutomon, which is, it's a tutorial app on the one of the commentator ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's also similar.
Yeah, I kind of love it. I love it so much. They're so cute. Like, I really like the Appmon designs.
I forget, was this the alarm clock one?
That's the sleeping app.
Oh, okay. That's a thing. Sure. Sleeping apps. That exists.
You have one.
No, I don't. I have an alarm clock app. It's just a special alarm clock.
It measures your... I thought it measured, like, your sleep patterns.
Yeah, slightly, but it's mostly an alarm clock.
It's probably that, then, because it's got a clock on it, so I'm pretty sure it's just one of those sleep monitoring apps.
I guess.
Episode negative bits.
It was just a big fighty episode. The worst negative bit for me, I think, is when Mediamon did its attack again, and it was the spaceship again. The spaceship was context sensitive that the video screen Atmon was putting them into space. Now this is just the attack it does. That sucks.
I don't think that it's just the big ship comes out, it's just the attack. I think it's because Mediamon was going to lose. They didn't want to use a whole new animated one.
Oh, I get there's a budget element to it.
No, not for budget reasons. I'm just saying it wouldn't be as impressive, like, oh, he just used a super big attack that a new one we saw for the first time, and then
preferred, he would have lost. I would have preferred a generic attack, like Dogatch Buster or whatever. Mm. Just throw a beam. The fact that you bring back the thing that was cool and context sensitive makes it really obvious how not context sensitive this fight is. And I've repeated over and over again that what I really like about Atmon is how every time a victory is achieved, it is done in a unique... Every time a fight happens, it is done in a unique way that shows the strengths and the uniqueness of that Atmon particularly. And what happened in this one? Everyone just threw attacks at each other. We didn't have Eri pressing buttons and being flustered.
That was my negative.
We didn't have any cool searches.
Or Astra's DJing.
We didn't have any of that. And even the one thing we did get, which as funny as it was, double hacking.
That was funny.
That would be an up. I would consider that almost an upside until you go, but what did it do? He should have explained, well, this is what I'm hacking. This is, you know, I'm doing it twice because I'm doing this and this at the same time. That would have been interesting. No, it was just literally an animation to throw a big attack.
He sure was polite letting them get changed out of their bathers.
That was really funny.
No, these outfits will not do.
That's like, I didn't get it. He doesn't have the fashion one. I don't know. It turns out you can steal app chips, which is silly. I don't know.
Well, you just could kind of just grab them, couldn't you?
Yeah. Well, that's what the other Atmon tried to do.
Mm.
I was increasingly convinced that the helmet does not come off, but it does.
Yeah, it does. Well, he said that's where the pad is. So
yeah, but I thought they might be lying.
Yeah, but why would they lie? They have no reason to. They thought that Meramon was on their side.
Or alternatively, like, Haru thinks it's a helmet, and he thinks it's under there.
Yeah, it's actually just part of his hair.
Yeah, and Gatchmon's like, what are you talking... I mean, like, I said it was there, but really it was in my pocket, because it doesn't come off. I don't know.
Mm.
There were so many problems with it. But mostly in the sense that I have... Okay, you know what it is?
What?
It's when Tamers began, they did all this cool stuff with cards, and the cards were really important, and there was all this input and how they won the fights, and eventually it became, I hit them really hard, and it fell back into all the crap that Adventure did.
No, it did evolve.
And Applemon, well, we're at the end of the first 10 episodes.
I'm so worried
and
that's
it started to go away. Is every fight going to end with just, I throw a Dogatch Buster at it, I just throw a Raid Jack at it? Is that what's going to start happening? Because that sucks.
I'm so worried that it's going to just start falling off and just be just an average thing. Like, they spent, like, a lot of ideas and, like, being wonderful and great for the first 10 episodes, and now they've got everyone. They've got people's money now.
They got lots of yours.
They got lots of mine. Are they just going to decrease in quality because they already have already drawn people in? Like, are they not going to try and improve on themselves? Have they run out of all their really cool stuff?
Is this what Digimon seasons do? They show you all their cool new stuff in the first 10 episodes and then go back to being formulaic for the next 40?
I've never actually thought of it before, but Tamers definitely did do that, where they had all the awesome card slashes and, like, oh, look, they're fighting together, Tamer and Digimon. And then they never really went back to that in the last few episodes. They didn't use those card slashes in intelligent ways. And I can't remember the last time we saw Gatchmon in a fight and use that really cool search again, because that was really just the
last
time
he searched. He didn't need to use it.
Yeah, it was in the running thing, which was not really in a fight.
No, not the running thing. It was in the fight where the sumo guy, I think, came up for first time.
Yeah, and he just punches him.
And he throws the search away. He's like, oh, I didn't need that.
Yeah, that's right. But that was just like several episodes ago. Are we not going to see that anymore? Because that was really clever.
That was a great gimmick. And now, I don't know, It doesn't. We don't get the sense it's happening again. And the reason that's a huge problem is that Haru doesn't even think about searching for anything in this episode.
No, he doesn't say how do I stop from being hacked.
Yeah.
That would be a completely applicable one for this situation.
It made perfect sense for him to say, you guys distract the hacker, and then I will search. Because, sure, his search got hacked once, but it wasn't with Haru's help. Haru just stood by and didn't say anything.
Yeah. So if they, you know, distract Rageamon and allow Haru and Gatchamon to search for something, why couldn't they search for how do I stop from being hacked or antivirus
thing? He can't triple hack?
Yeah, he can't quadruple hack. Kenny?
I don't know why you'd say quadruple. Like, triple, there's only three at monies against.
I know, but quadruple.
Because he can double. He can fight two of them at once, but he can't triple hack.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm concerned that the show becomes...
formulate.
Who has the biggest strong number, rather than who uses their environment best. How good was it when he's against Scopemon, and he's like, where are all the cameras? Mm. All right, we'll find a blind spot, and then we'll go from there. That was sweet!
That is why that episode is at the top of my ranking. It was just so clever, and it was entertaining to watch. It was the whole, okay, we can't beat him because cameras are everywhere, everyone has a phone, there's CCTV everywhere, let's look up and map a path, and which is using both the searching app and the navigation app, and to combine that into finding a perfect path through the cameras and fight. It's great. Yeah,
that was the height of what makes this show unique being used in an entertaining way. And this episode was the height of bland Digimon fights.
Mm.
Because, and the thing, especially because they're trying to show you that the Raidron's so strong, it's bland Digimon fights because everyone threw their big attacks and nothing worked, and then the good guys lost, and then the bad guys walked away.
Mm.
If the bad guys really didn't want them to win, why wouldn't he do more to stop them?
Why not steal their buddy Atmon chips? Want to steal all of their chips.
So it's clear that he's a good guy who just wanted the seven codes, but he refuses to communicate, which is a huge problem in all of anime, is how many situations could be solved with a conversation.
Mm. That's a problem in a lot of media.
And this one is even worse, because it could be solved with single sentences, which he said... things that were really close. It was not even that he didn't talk. It's that the things he said were in this gray area where he wasn't stating his intentions.
And it could be taken either way. It could be taken as, oh, he's evil, or oh, he's good.
What are they going to do? In the next episode, are they going to say why he didn't tell them what his plans were? I bet it's going to come out. They're going to be like, but we're really on your side the whole way. And then he'll say, but my history of this, or whatever, I have to fight.
It's going
to
be that
100%. He's going to be like, I accidentally created the L virus because I was trying to hack into L Corp, or something.
I went in too deep.
He's the one who freed it, or something, and it was his response. It doesn't matter. There's no reason he didn't tell them. At the very least, I'm going to be the one to beat it. Stop trying, you'll die.
Mm.
Right? Because that seems to be what it is. And who cares? Because he could have solved this problem now, and he chose not to because of dramatic convenience. And this is the crap I give. This is all the crap I put on O2 all the time.
Mm.
Is that people refuse to talk.
Oh, 100%. And at U7, watching the episode, he's just Ken again.
He is straight up Ken. And that was one of the positives, is that he was hacking the digital world.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's what Ken should have done.
Well, we always said maybe Ken has the ability to do that, but it was never actually stated if Ken could do that.
He did do it sometimes.
Mm.
He like, tracked Vemon against a cliff once. And you're like, ah, but he didn't do a good job.
And it was early in the season, and it was once, and he never did it again.
And then they forgot, because all their cool gimmicks are right in the first couple episodes, and then they go away.
I'm really worried that Atmon's going to do the same thing, because I've been really enjoying Atmon. I hope that this is like we've had a pretty bad string of episodes. I really hope they're just a bad string, and we're going to always have chart-topping episodes from now on, but hey, now May, I'm worried, yeah?
Is this episode 9 or 10?
It's episode 10.
At the beginning, you introduced it as episode 9.
Yes, I know I did. I realised that when I was looking at my ranking before. It's fine. Well, nice. Obviously, it's Apple episode 10. We're watching episode 10, just so you know.
So, like, I don't know. Maybe it'll improve. It has a lot of place to improve, but I'm really afraid that what happened was they planned the first 6 episodes. And then they began, and they're like, okay, we have deadlines. Now, we don't have a lot of time to plan everything. We have deadlines. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, and like the last really good episode was episode 6 with Peronimon.
Yep, and it's really... the top 6 episodes... The best 6 episodes are the first 6 episodes. And it's really weird.
Yeah, and that's not good. That you're supposed to have the first few episodes as being on the very bottom of the ranking, and then...
You want it to improve every time.
Yeah, it should keep on being the new number one. But having said that, it wasn't a terrible episode.
Look, it was fine.
I didn't hate watching it. I wasn't bored.
I was a bit bored.
I wasn't super bored, though.
The best I can say... Well, the thing is, I was a bit bored, but it wasn't like the Astra episodes where I found it physically unpleasant.
Yeah.
But like, there's... Look, it's good in the sense that... If we were comparing it to other shows, perhaps I would consider it better. But compared to itself, this was not a great episode. And I'm concerned that what this episode does is signal that the cool stuff is over and story time happens now. And we're going to just... And the story is obvious and uninteresting.
I don't understand why they can't just have story and also cool stuff, right?
I don't know. And it's weird that, like, the fight takes place and it takes half the episode and it was a guaranteed outcome from the beginning. All it does is crush your main characters. And how are they gonna match up when three of them can't beat that guy? I bet you if they had more friendship they could do it.
Yeah, they have to fight him with the friends. Who's your favourite character?
God, I don't know, and I don't care.
I liked Gatchmon when he was like, I don't need the burger, I've got Gatchy sweets.
And then he had the burger, and he's like, I like it, though.
And then he was eating both. No, that's... Gatchimon's the best.
No, you know what? Haru, when he had his, like, puppy dog eyes.
Oh, yeah, and I'm...
How about you give them back?
How about you don't, though? How about you become friends? I actually liked these puppy dog eyes, did not work. Because I would have been upset if they worked. I'm like, well, okay.
No, it would have been funny. I would have broken if Ray was like, yeah, okay. Like, and then he'd explained it and stuff, and yeah. He'd like broken his stereotype of the cool guy.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What if Haru had overpowered his like Ken-ness?
Yeah, with like his puppy dog eyes and basically the second interaction.
That would've been funny.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That would've been funny. But no, like, it's nothing. It's just, all the good the show did in the first bunch of episodes to break stereotypes, it has now marched directly into them.
And that's not good. We do not want to do that.
And that's where I'm at.
Any other miscellaneous bits?
Nope.
Are you done now? Are you angry and don't want to do any more Appmon?
I'm done with this one.
Is it better than Blackwall Greymon?
Yep. Blackwall Greymon.
For the ranking, I've basically put this... I'm just going to read from the bottom because the top has not changed. So the bottom is... The worst one is episode 8, which was the Astra's interesting movie operation, then episode 7, and then episode 10, so this one, then episode 9. So this is worse than episode 9, because episode 9, while it was kind of filler, I just really enjoyed, and that this episode was not as enjoyable.
At least it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, and this episode is not as enjoyable. Alright, join us next time for Aptly episode 11, where we watch Dive into the Net Ocean follow Super Hacker Ray. And I'm really hoping that this is a good episode. They're going to the digital world or whatever the digital world is in Appmon.
That sure improved Tamers a lot. No, it didn't.
You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter and on Vine for the time being. And you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Appmon subreddit. And we'd really appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever podcast listening device you're using.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who has a podcast with Stevie called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Wuchinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong, Metamamimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chakmon, Ishbobamba, Hiro Olato, who is at Hiro Olato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Frost Miragic, who is at Frost Miragic on Twitter, Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaida Washi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, and Kyle.
You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which can be found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/Ergemon. Make sure to let us know it's for the podcast. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye!
And hopefully it's a little bit better because I've been pretty neato.